Sounds from the late great Brenda Fassie, my brr, with a weekend special. Because it's Friday, it's basically the weekend. Right now, we got something special lined up for you. Feel Good Friday feature on your favorite local station. It's Radio Life and Style. And welcoming back to the microphone, Shanae Cotton, aka Miss Nay Cotton, yes. Back in the house. Reloaded for a Friday. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Good morning, girlies, and good morning, gents. It is a vra vra Friday. If you didn't already know, grab somebody, tell somebody. We are about to talk all things trendy and viral. You're going to hear the latest tracks, and we're going to give you amazing energy on this beautiful sunny morning. Good morning, Belita. How are you, Mike?
Hey, I feel like it's the Friday feeling. It's
right?
It's here.
It's and giving the vibes.
The weather's playing along, blue skies, sunshine.
Yeah.
We're in for some cold stuff still on the horizon, it looks like. But that's, I think, only towards the end of the weekend. So for now,
we will make the most of the heat. And it's really hot in studio today. It's the last Friday of September. Can you believe it?
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know where the month went.
But we
are supposed to now be properly into spring.
Mm-hmm.
Things have still been feeling very wintry. It looks like there's maybe even more snow coming to the Drakensberg. So let's see. But hopefully nothing like we had the last weekend with people getting stuck in cars and
building all the traditional chaos. Snowmen and snowwomen.
There was a lot of social media posting going on around that.
Absolutely.
And while we're keeping tabs on what's trending and what's been going viral, I know you've got some stuff to dive into with us. But maybe this word viral, someone was asking me the other day, like, what? What does that actually mean? Like, what qualifies as, how do I know when something's viral? And does it mean like it's contagious? And like, well, yeah, in a sense.
Absolutely.
How would you define, when a piece of social media or an online video has gone viral, how do you explain that? What does that mean?
You're absolutely right. Viral is coming from virus, something that is contagious. It jumps from one person to another. And when we are speaking specifically about social virality, it is when society, members of the public, they see a trend, something that's hot happening, interesting, fun, and they jump on it. People put on their own, you know, unique twist, their own spice to it. And we just recreate, we curate, and we take the vibe and we run with it. So if your video gets a huge amount of views, maybe you start receiving a huge following from that, especially if you are a small content creator, right? It has to depend on your following, what goes viral for you. But virality is starting a trend and running with it.
Okay. So, but there's no like particular number that you have to hit before you can say, okay, it's now officially gone viral. It's all about context.
Absolutely. Okay. If I'm on social media and I've got about 5,000 followers and one of my video hits about 10,000 views or even 5,000 views, maybe that's viral for me because it's never happened before. As long as people are jumping onto my trend, there's some interest, there's some comments, and there's some love that I'm receiving, I can say my video went viral.
Okay. Well, if you're the kind of person that gets 3 likes on your post and then one day you get 6 likes. Hey, for
yes.
you. There you go. Within your circle.
We're making progress on the socials. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But hey, look, numbers, social media love isn't everything, right?
Absolutely, yes.
We want to keep it real. We want to connect with real people like Shanae. Yeah, she's gonna be your inside plug. She'll fill you in on what you should be knowing,
yes.
so that you can talk about it over the braai this weekend and just impress everyone with how clued up you are.
Exactly.
So where are we going with our stuff with our feature this Friday?
Well, this morning we're going to talk about a couple of things. Firstly, we're jumping into birthdays because it is the last Friday of the month. I want to share with you someone who is celebrating their birthday today. She is a viral social media content creator. If you haven't heard about the woman who makes things from scratch, she makes bubblegum from scratch, cola from scratch.
Wow.
Miss Nora Smith.
Okay. I'm learning. I'm taking notes here.
It is her birthday today. So if you are sharing your birthday with Nora Smith today on the 27th of September, happy birthday to you. Check out Miss Nora Smith. She has gone absolutely viral creating videos where she makes meals for her 3 young kids. from scratch, whether it be a cheese sandwich, she will make the bread, make the cheese, and then serve it to her kids.
Oh, but okay. Every part of the, you know, every component.
Every single ingredient she is making from scratch. So happy birthday to you if you are sharing a birthday with Miss Nora Smith. Even if it's that peanut butter sandwich that you are making with your ingredients, you are doing the most. And well done to you and happy birthday.
Here's a birthday tune just for you if it's your birthday too. JP Cooper.
Spring in my step, like walking on trampolines. These days I'm looking back, but there's no sense in that. Searching for somebody new who can move me like you is a hopeless task. 'Cause I got these chains on my feet, and everybody I meet ain't got nothing. Nothing is possible now that I'm on my own. And if I don't do it for you, then I just don't know how to do anything. Heads underwater again, but I ain't no submarine. Try to come up again. Got these chains on my feet, and everybody I meet ain't got nothing on you. Here was my birthday. I've been hoping in prisons and hoping to heaven for you. 'Cause you always make it better. That you got nothing.
JP Cooper with a special birthday song for you. If it is your birthday on this 27th of September, happy birthday to you. A quick little commercial break coming your way, and then we're back in with Miss Nay Cotton giving you the scoop on what's trending right now on the other side.
From expectation to anticipation, then appreciation. Butcher Boys at Bolito times everything to perfection. The wait is over. The Legendary Boys is now open at the steps, serving up great steaks, good taste, and unforgettable experiences. Book now and let's start making memories. Visit butcherboysgrill.co.za.
At Suzuki Salt Rock, we love our customers and we love our Dolphin Coast community. As a family-owned business, we're passionate about supporting your motoring needs with new and used car sales, genuine parts, and an expert service center. We even offer collection and drop-off for our service clients. Visit our dealership in Umhlali Village opposite Cindy's and view the Suzuki Salt Rock Facebook page for the latest deals today.
anyone seen my flip file? Okay, who stole my pen? Are we seriously out of paper again? Hey, it's Mike in the Morning here, and for the last 10 years, whenever I've had one of those moments, there's only one place I've had to go for all my stationery needs. Din 18 Skryfbehoeftes in Belito. They really are the best of the best. And this year, Din 18 celebrates their 10th birthday. As a family-run business with stationery in their blood, here's what Vilma from Din 18 has to say to their customers.
We are 10 years old this year. Thank you, Belito, for supporting us for a decade and making it possible for us to not only supply but support our community.
Happy birthday, Din 18. Here's to many more years as Belito's favorite stationery store.
Looking for great fuel service and shopping convenience? Total Energies and OK Express from Charlie on the R102 has got you covered 24/7. Join the OK loyalty program and get cashback rewards for every liter of petrol or diesel you purchase. And our OK cardholders enjoy a 1 rand per liter discount on diesel every weekend. Have a car wash and grab a coffee or something fresh from our food market while you wait. And there's a kids play area and another super car show and family fun day coming soon. Follow on Facebook and Instagram for all the latest updates. Total Energies and OK Express Umkhadi. Fuel, food, fun, and so much more.
Live from the heart of Belito, 88.0 FM.
Yeah, boy. Yes, it's a Friday, the 27th of September, and we're about to get back into some trending local viral social media fueled stuff with Miss Nay Cotton. Miss Nay, you still there?
I am still here. It's not just a Friday, it's a vrah Friday, and we are talking about the viral trends that took us by storm, literally by snowstorm this week. Heritage Day, we celebrated our South African public holiday on the 24th of September, and we definitely went online, we took to the socials, and we celebrated our unique culture. Have you seen any unique videos or posts on socials recently?
I mean, just throwing back to the snow and the chaos, and there was some really dramatic, and look, it was a mix of stuff, right? I mean, yes. It was like people stuck in cars, and you know, that whole the panic around that thing, and then there was sort of the more you know, people driving out to just get their first glimpse of snow kind of thing, and building snowmen, and so you had these kind of two extremes.
Yes.
And depending on who you follow and what pops up on your feed.
That's true.
It was a kind of a mixed bag, but on the whole, I mean, I saw like stuff from the cavern resort in the Berg, and like, I mean, they were saying, you know, while it's beautiful, it was massively destructive. I think they had like 100 trees fell over in the night, and you
absolutely
know, railings that were crushed by trees, and luckily, you know, I think no one was hurt, but it was... Yeah, it was just like bizarre, because we're not ready for that kind of weather, right?
It really was bizarre. And some post that I was actually looking at on my socials was giving apocalypse. As you said, people were stuck and stranded on highways and freeways. They had to walk kilometers just to get food and water and to stay warm. But on the other side of life, if your social media feed is giving positive, fun vibes, you would have seen people dressing up the snowmen and snowwomen in South African heritage traditional clothes. That was really fun to see.
Oh, because of course it was, you know, Heritage Week.
Yes.
And we've still got, you know, Heritage Month is still here.
Absolutely.
Another 3 days left of September before we hit the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And other trends that were riding the heritage wave, what did you see?
Well, I have been really seeing, especially for the month of September, South African women and men really embracing their culture, embracing the uniqueness that is being part of this Rainbow Nation. I have gone ahead and looked at some social media pages on TikTok specifically that have gone viral for embracing language learning. Now, I'm an English native speaker, and I know ek weet nie. I know ek weet in Afrikaans and the basics of greeting in other South African languages. How many languages can you speak, Mike?
I mean, like, we're not talking fluent here, right? I mean, if you're just talking about like greetings, I don't know. I mean, there's you say like a handful, but if you're living, if you're in KZN, you need to have a little isiZulu in the back pocket, right? I mean, Afrikaans, like you say, it's for sure.
Yes.
And then other South African languages, what can you pull on? And international as well. You know, we've got We've got quite an international mix. Just mm-hmm, here mm-hmm. In Belito, and from other African countries that bring language and flavor, whether it's a bit of French to the occasion, whether it's a bit of Swahili.
Yes,
You know, but what have you got? Have you got a few greetings for us to brush up on this morning?
I do have a few greetings. I'm going to share with you some of the ways that I am embracing South African heritage. And you can also take to your socials in the month of September, whether it is on your personal socials or your business socials, embrace your South African heritage. Put yourself out there, learn a new language, connect with people who look a little bit different to you, because at the end of the day, our blood does run green and gold. So have a look at this page on TikTok, Lungile and Luyanda. Lungile is a mom who is teaching her daughter to embrace the Zulu language, and she posts videos of her and her daughter going through the mistakes and having fun embracing isiZulu. We've also got the Dlaminis, who are absolutely viral at the moment. They have 385,000 followers, and the Dlaminis are an interracial couple who are teaching their daughter their languages, and it's so cute and so fun to watch. So I'm going to go through just a bit of greetings, and Mike, you're going to practice with me. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so we know hello, goeiemôre.
Mm-hmm. Right.
IsiZulu is sawubona.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yebo, we say.
Exactly. Sotho is dumelang. We've got isiXhosa, Molweni, and I don't want to butcher it, but I definitely will encourage you to go ahead and learn some greetings in our South African languages. But I want to teach you how to speak South African. Have you heard the language South African?
As a language itself, South African.
Yes, I think it's the 12th official language. So basically, if you want to learn how to speak South African, I have a few tips and tricks for you, right? So yes is no is
mm-mm.
We say, come again. Mm? We've got, oh, that's interesting. Mm. And we've got, I can't believe it, say it isn't so. We've got, that's so sad. Shame. So embrace your heritage today, whether it be in the unique way that you speak, your fashion sense, maybe it's your unique accent that you have going on. Embrace it, because that is what is going viral. Being yourself, being authentic, and being unique. So if you were looking for a sign whether you should get out of your comfort zone and be yourself, this is your sign right here on Life and Style FM.
There you go. I'm giving you more Heritage Day vibes. Here's the Hebbles Fantasties with Soweto Gospel Choir and JR.
People, we stand united at the bonfire. Everybody chilling by the pizza by the fireplace. I'll be in the back, marinating on the broad place. Beers in the keg, beers bringing out the wine case. It's a no phrase. If you got no space, just a nyama ugaya. If you're not, disgrace it loud. Friday is my day. Think I love when they are treated like it's a fry.
So it's a fly day. So it's a fly day.
And we call it a bright day, and then we do it our way. Cause sometimes see. Cause every times are so natural in our country. Rata sunshine, rata sunshine. So pull out your smiles, come on, let's have a fun time. I call Deva and SGC, cause in SA, Diego says so fun time.
I hear those voices until late. please.
Your seat awaits. Jatour, the most hotly anticipated new car brand in South Africa, is about to touch down in Ballito. You're invited to the official Jatour Ballito dealership launch this Saturday, the 28th of September. See the thrilling style of the sporty Jatour Dashing and the spacious 7-seater X70 Plus for yourself and explore a whole new era of SUVs. Call 087-008-8883 and visit the Jatour Ballito dealership at 8 Moffat Drive this Saturday between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. for the official local dealer launch. Jatour Ballito, a proud member of the Alpine Motor Group.
Freedom is calling. Whether it's pedal-powered or runs on dyno fuel, Airwix Racing and Airwix Cycles are here to get the good times rolling. Motorbikes, Airwix Racing. Bicycles, Airwix Cycles. Service, spares, accessories, and loads of fun. Airwix Mshlali, your one-stop shop. Old Man Road Mshlali. Monday to Saturday, come rain or shine, we're here for you. Airwix, we got you covered.
ACDC Express Ballito has a massive Power Palooza promotion on until the end of September. Enjoy super savings on a wide range of products, including solar lighting, with a particularly exciting deal on eco floodlights with remote control. There's also an incredible deal on LED lamps. The prices are so keen, you'll want to stock up and save big. There's also a fabulous range of tools and power tools at prices you will love. ACDC Express Ballito. Great savings right now on everything electrical.
Yo, this school play. Hey, come on. We've been here for hours. And it's only the second act. And I'm getting hungry. Hey, guess we'll hit the drive-thru when it's over. Plus, get Nazo Meal Snack Wraps. That's the best solution, eh? Since they're only $29.90 per small meal.
When you're serious and don't play about mealtime, there's Nazo Meals. Get the snack wrap or two-piece chicken tender small meals for just $29.90. Get it today. Only at McDonald's. T's and C's apply.
The heartbeat of Ballito, 88.0.
Something. Provide. Please just give me something.
sunny track on a sunny Friday. It's Sunny Colon with a track called what is the name of the track here?
The track is called Provide by Sunny Colon. That is one of my favorite tunes at the moment. And what a great way to start a sunny day with Sunny himself. Now, we are going to close the Friday segment talking about a viral trend that has come back, because this is what trends do. Trends explode, they go amazingly viral, and then they repeat themselves, just like history. Now, I don't know if you've seen the cucumber salad that has been going viral.
I have seen some stuff mentioned, in fact, in major news outlets even. It's caught international attention, but I believe it's been causing issues up north.
It really is
centered around Iceland, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. So there was actually a Canadian influencer on social media, Logan Moffat, who created this random video, and he shared by saying, sometimes you gotta eat an entire cucumber. Now, I've never eaten an entire cucumber, but that video went viral, and for good reason. I'm gonna share with you some amazing benefits of the cucumber itself, and I wanna convince you to try the cucumber salad, especially if you had a week of eating meat and drinking beer for Heritage Day. Now, some of the benefits of eating an entire cucumber is going to be increased hydration. Your skin is going to look healthy and popping. It's low in calories, which is what we want, right? We don't want the calories.
Well, I mean, it depends, I suppose.
It depends on your goal.
Do you need a high energy diet or not? But in most people's cases, if you're just sitting at your desk all day, then
that's
maybe.
That's right. It's a great snack for sitting at your desk all day. It's also high in nutrients and contains antioxidants, and it helps to fight inflammation. So here's your quick recipe. It's also got that culinary upcycling, so it's zero waste, which is absolutely perfect if you are considering the environment. Here's your recipe. You ready to take it down? Take some notes?
Got it.
All you need is some sesame sauce, soy sauce, rice vinegar, crushed garlic, sesame seeds, and a spice of your choice. Now, people online are using tahini spice, but I would recommend Aromat, because with Aromat...
No, man.
Everything's a little bit better. So definitely add in those healthy tips and tricks into your diet.
Don't you think the Aromat then cancels out the healthy benefits of what you're getting?
I don't know if it cancels it out, or if it creates a balance. I think life is all about balance.
Like, just throw some MSG on top of your healthy.
It tastes so good. So South Africans have also gone ahead with their own take, which is absolutely what we want to see on socials. How will you bring your unique style, your unique taste to a viral trend? I would say put some Aromat.
Yeah, well, listen, I told you Iceland was having a headache, and this is the story as I've learned from the BBC, and yeah, they're reporting. They said that Icelandic supermarkets have been left in a pickle after a viral TikTok trend saw an unprecedented surge in demand for cucumbers, leaving suppliers racing to keep up. And as you mentioned, it comes after this social media storm started. Influencers in the small Nordic country began sharing the salad recipe that was initially kicked off by that Canadian influencer, sharing the salad recipe of grated cucumbers, sesame oil, garlic, rice vinegar, and chili oil. It's been such a hit that farmers in the country have been unable to keep up with the spiraling demand.
Crazy.
And according to some supermarket chains, they've been completely cleaned out and just can't get their supply chains to wrap their brains around why this thing has just gone completely bonkers. But as you say, these things come, the storm blows over, and then the next thing kicks up. There's also been some weird pineapple trend, which we'll have to look into next week. But this one comes from Spain. I'll do some research. I'll let you know more about
it. I'll check on that trend as well. But I think that is the dream and the goal of any small business owner, or even big business owner. How can I make my product go viral and create a demand? So you just gotta try a bunch of unique things, throw something on the wall and see what sticks. And you never know, your product might be out of stock, just like the cucumbers in Iceland. How crazy is that?
Those poor, poor Icelandic people.
Shame. It has been an amazing Friday. Thank you for having me again. And make sure to tune in again next week with myself, Miss Snake Cotton and Mike Charles.
Yay.
We are talking all things viral to keep you in the loop. So you are not out of the loop next time your friends and colleagues are having a conversation. Okay.
Thank you, Miss Snake Cotton. And for those who want to keep tabs on you and all that you are sharing as an influencer in your own right,
yes,
where can we find you on the socials?
Definitely check me out on at Miss Nay Cotton. That is MissNayCotton. I talk about all things viral, trendy, teaching English online, being a content creator, and just life and style in general.
This is it. And because you're such a stylish influencer yourself, you're going to be at the launch tomorrow, I believe. The Belito dealer launch.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see the new vehicle. Maybe I'll get a chance to drive it, test drive it. That'll be crazy.
There'll definitely be some selfie opportunities at Jatur Belito, the dealership, tomorrow. And I'll see you there.
I hope to see you there as well.
Hey, this is the story.
Your seat awaits. Jatur, the most hotly anticipated.